What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Kicks and Picks podcast. Nick and Scotty with you to start off today. Coach Steve joining us in a few. No EPL this weekend, Scotty, after what was pretty entertaining week, but do have some good games in the FA Cup we're going to cover. Serie A back in full force and a really Madrid derby in Spain. So I think good outline for the show. We'll see what else comes our way. Maybe Coach Worldwide has something up his sleeves. But be remiss to say it. I know Coach didn't say it last week when I came on late. We are on a absolute heater since the start of the new year. I think we've been absolutely crushing. I know late last weekend we faltered just a tiny bit, but that's because every game just ended in a 1-1 draw. But it's feeling good about
kind of counter to what our usual like pattern is. Usually we start to fade towards the back half of the season. Second half of the season is where we try to like just hold on to our units that we've gained, but for whatever reason this year we've bucked that trend. We're doing pretty well, and hopefully we'll keep that going this week.
Yeah, new Champions League format doing us a lot of favors too, so definitely let's keep that shit going here. Gonna roll into the FA Cup to start off. Like I said, surprisingly some good matches. I don't know what round is this exactly that we're in.
Yeah, because it starts in like
so England has September like six cups and they all
yeah well it's weird because it starts like in September and it's usually like the lower league games and then it finally gets into like, you know, Premier League clubs get involved in like December, so I think it's technically like the sixth round or something thereabouts. Okay. But yeah, it's really like the second round where Premier League clubs are fully involved.
Gotcha. And speaking of, we have Aston Villa who is at home to Tottenham. Villa -125 on the money line, Tottenham +265, draws +290. I will get into my very silly theory and bets on this one. But Scotty, I want your analysis on this, dude, because this is like the fraud bowl, right? You and I have been beating these drums the entire season. Neither defense can stop anybody. Neither team could stay healthy. And goals don't seem to come in regularly, right? Villa had that really nice little purple patch early on. I think they've done well in Europe, right? Considering it's their first,
they've advanced.
Their first foray, but they cannot figure a thing out. And I know last week we had mentioned, be careful. This is the trappiest line of the whole week. Wolves are good. Wolves can score some goals. Villa's defense is terrible. And check it out. Villa lost 2-0.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, this is Tottenham. I've gotten wrong so much in the last month. It feels like because I kept feeling like there's going to be some sort of fight back from them, and that's just, it never came. And so last weekend I was like, all right, yep, time to take Brentford at home. That's a no brainer. Bounce back from Liverpool, tough loss where they gave up two goals in like the last, whatever, 10 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever it was. And then, you know, Brentford laid an egg, Spurs came out, scored two, kept a clean sheet, almost looked competent. And so I think that broke a streak of like 4 or 5 consecutive losses for them in the league.
Yep.
And yeah, you just said it about Aston Villa, like they've been equally as fraudulent, it seems. I mean, they're still sitting at least in the top half of the table where Spurs were like almost flirting with Everton levels. Right? Well, I can't disrespect Everton. They're doing better, but they were flirting with like Everton levels of like disappointment. Granted, they have a huge injury crisis. I get it. But, you know, when you're sitting there at like 15th, 16th in the table and you're a team that has a 45, 50,000 seat stadium, feels a little weird in the Premier League. So yeah, I'm looking at this line. Everything in my gut is like, hey, both of these teams are pretty bad. I get it. Villa, at least in recent weeks, they had the tough loss last weekend against Wolves, which, you know, and I have called out many times that this year's Wolves team is as unpredictable as ever.
Yes.
But aside from that, they've been unbeaten five or six straight in the league. Like you said, they've been doing okay in Champions League. So their problem has really just been they can't keep a
defense.
Clean sheet. Yeah, they concede pretty much night and day, you know, constantly. That's the one thing you can really bet on with them. So this certainly is going to be an overs match. I don't think the line, unfortunately, is going to be that great. Over 3.5 is +115. So
gross.
Over 3 on the Asian handicap, you're looking at -150. Not much to do there. Honestly, you kind of have to take, I kind of want to take Spurs in this because maybe it is coming out. Like, I can't continue to fade them in this instance. And draw no bet at +180. Like, it's not a terrible time to take a shot.
Yeah. Listen, one thing I do want to point out, you talked about the Spurs-Brentford game. Brentford, if I mean, how much stock anybody puts in XG, I'll leave that up to how anybody views it.
Coach.
Coach XG. We need him. They did have 20 shots. They did have an over 2 XG. They did have the bulk of possession. I mean, it's not like Spurs looked good. They got the result. They got the result away from home. Yep. But Brentford very easily should have gotten in the back of the net. So I know they ruined both teams to score, I think, in an over for us. I'm kind of with you in a game like this where both teams, I don't want to say they're evenly matched, but like both defenses are equally bad. I'll always kind of lean towards the underdog with the spread if I'm betting it seriously. So I'm kind of with you there. I'm going to look up the odds on the Asian spread in a second. I will say this does feel like a game where you could take some sort of a high scoring draw. 2-2 correct scores plus 900. Mm-hmm. 3-3 correct score if you want to get nuts is plus 2,500. And I think if you know, this is the round where games, you know, do go to extra time and penalties. Either of these teams to win on penalties is plus 1,400. I think, like, if you're looking to take a shot, this is one of those games where I think you can. I think there's actually a few in this round of the FA Cup, but that's kind of where I'm at. But yeah, Tottenham double chance, not bad. Tottenham plus one, it's minus 150. It's super chalky, but could that get you a 90-minute result? Does it give you a couple of outs? I think it does. Villa's defense is bad.
Yeah, I think you kind of just gave me an idea here. So Spurs, double chance, over 1.5, minus 110. It's not terrible. There's going to be goals. I mean, both teams to score is basically, it's like minus 200 in this. And yeah, you get the draw or Spurs win, cashes it for you. At minus 110, it's not the greatest number. Like, obviously, we try to get those game parlays into plus money, but at this point, I'll take what I can get. And yeah, like I said, I'm not going to fade Spurs at this instance because the second that I keep switching it back, I'm going to, you know, drop the ball. So
Marcus Rashford, potential first game?
Well, I don't know. Dude, what shape is he in? I mean, that guy hasn't played in a game in months.
Don't know. Yeah, his knees are about as good as ours.
You could throw him in maybe in a little sub appearance. I will say, dude, when he got his press picks for signing his contract with Villa, I mean, that dude had an all-time, like, hangover face. That dude's been out partying for, like, 2 months straight. Like, he was so bloated and puffy. I didn't even recognize him at first because he was just so puffy. But, yeah, I would love to see maybe, like, a little 30-minute cameo a la Durant's, you know, previous role with Villa. I could see that happening.
For sure. One last thing I just want to throw out because I just mentioned it on with Oaks and Leg, and I want to sound smart twice. I feel like Villa could almost be turning into like a West Ham in the sense of like the reliance on Ollie Watkins and how West Ham did it with Antonio forever and ever and ever. Like, at what point do you just bench Ollie or not make him the focal point of the offense? Yeah. Now that you've brought in Malin, you've brought in what's his face that doesn't ever play, Fulkrig. Rashford, obviously who I'm talking about, but like, I don't know. At what point are we switching it up because they're not scoring goals?
Yeah, I mean, probably soon. Surprisingly enough, Ollie Watkins is not young. He's 29. I think he's turning 30 this year. Obviously, it's February. And yeah, we know that strikers, all, you know, save for a few select ones, once they hit 30, legs start to go, production starts to drop. I think, you know, Salah and Kane are maybe like the only two in recent Premier League examples where that hasn't quite been the case. But yeah. I think it's going to have to be soon. And yeah, to your point, I mean, if they're going to be conceding goals like West Ham have been the last 2 years, they're going to need more offensive firepower up top. And you don't want that to be a 30-year-old striker, not in this day and age.
Just throwing it out. All right. Let's see. Southampton at home to Burnley.
Yes.
My odds are not pulling up, so bear with me, guys, for a second here.
I can hit you. You want money line odds?
Whatever. I was just going to try to set the tone, but yeah, take me through whatever odds you want to take me through.
Listen, Southampton right now, coming off a big win against Ipswich, gets 3 points, bringing them up to like 9 points, I think, on the season. Sitting at minus 135 on the money line, it's pretty generous. I get it. You know, Burnley promoted last year. They struggled. And then now they're doing okay in the championship this year. I think they're sitting second place. They were pretty close to Leeds until the last week or two. They've dropped a couple points with draws. But Burnley plus 370 on the money line here, it feels a little disrespectful. I get it. they flamed out big time in the Premier League last year. They did not look like they belonged. I think that's kind of the side effect of some of these newly promoted teams and how they're able to handle the Premier League these days. You know, when you come in from the Championship, you're playing, at least last or 2 years ago, Burnley was playing really attacking style football. I think they led the league in goals. And if you try to do that with that talent pool in the Premier League, you're going to get caught out. The teams that do well in the promotion coming up from the Championship are typically the teams that are going to be built around defense first and then try to hit you on the counter, get points pretty consistently, steal a win here and there against a mid-table side. And Burnley just wasn't, you know, built to play that way. So I do think that playing someone like Southampton, they're probably going to match up a little bit better. Scott Parker's now the manager. Vincent Kompany's gone. Scott Parker, I think, is actually a really talented. He's not young anymore. He used to be a young guy in the Premier League for, you know, a decade or so. But I think he's able to handle himself in top leagues. We've seen that in the past. So I like Burnley getting something out of this. I think their double chance in this is even money plus 100. I don't mind that one bit. This is a pretty terrible Southampton team that, you know, they've gotten one win in the last week. I don't see them hitting back-to-back wins, even if it's against a Championship side. So this is certainly an FA Cup match that you want to circle and take a chance on the underdog, because I think as far as upsets go, like, this is probably up there with, you know, one of the more likely ones.
Yeah, I dig that. I like both teams to score minus 115. I just think that's right there. If you expect Burnley to get something out of it, they're going to need a goal or multiple. And I'd be a little surprised if Southampton didn't get in the score sheet at home. So both teams to score looks really good to me, minus 115.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Southampton have really nothing else to lose at this point. You know, there's no rotation or anything, so they'll be putting out their best lineup. And, yeah, I could see a goal at home for sure.
That's all I got for this one. I don't know if you had anything else.
No, I didn't have any goal scorer props or anything like that anyways, but it could also be a corners match, but I'm guessing the corners are pretty high in that one.
I don't know. I'll
move that up real quick. Corners over 9.5. That's not bad. I could see corners in this one. So I might take a little shot on that over minus 115.
Oaks likes the under, which I think the logic there is very, very sound as to why that could happen, right? The worst team in the Premier League and an okay team in the Championship.
Yeah, it's fair.
Can't really knock it.
I think both teams will be happy to kind of sit back and try to, you know, steal one on the counter. So,
Coach, gun to your head, Southampton, Burnley, what do you got?
Southampton, Burnley? I mean, I don't even know where Burnley is in the Championship table. So
we covered that. They're sitting in second. They're really close to
if that's the case, I might take Burnley. Southampton's pretty bad.
There you go. The man had no fucking clue we were talking about. He came right in with the logic.
I'm glad he's aligned, too.
Hell yeah. Love it, Coach. What's up?
What's going on?
We got a better one for you, though, here. Brighton at home to Chelsea. And by better, I mean, I don't know what to make of either team because they also both kind of suck.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Forrest just kind of hung a touchdown on Brighton. Yeah. So,
and Brighton just lost to Everton the week before that. I think Brighton are kind of in a lull right now. Chelsea, yeah, I think they've struggled a little bit. They got smoked by City, and that we all kind of thought City was maybe on the up and up, and then City turn around and get smoked by Arsenal, and we kind of retracted that. But I don't know. I'm still kind of a believer in Chelsea. Brighton seem to be close to bottoming out right now. They're sitting in 10th, you know, another couple drop points in the Premier League, and they'll be in the bottom half of the table for the first time in what seems like, you know, at least 5 years. They've been doing really well. But Chelsea plus money on the money line, that feels like a trap. I don't know. That feels a little odd with the way that Brighton's playing.
It always scares me in a cup match because the other team knows they can hold out for penalties if it's like tied late.
Steve fucking comes in with the heat. He knows. He knows.
That's always the scary part. I mean, I don't know if Nick talked about the bet we were on yesterday.
No, but this would be match, right? I should have talked about it the last game. It would have been a better example. But no, cups are fucking worse, dude. And I don't know. To your point, Steve, if anybody. I don't know. I didn't exactly tweet about it, but we had Lille to advance to close out a parlay. They were playing a second division team that I'd never heard of in France. They're up in the 85th minute. I think they scored 83rd, 82nd, whatever.
Like that. After they were, it seemed like it dominated was going to be game, like 0-0 because they were dominating and couldn't get one past the guy. But
5 minutes of stoppage time. We're somehow into the 7th minute of stoppage time.
this other team gets a miracle header, the only shot on target the entire game. So now it's 1-1, goes directly to penalty kicks. Lille is up 3-0 on penalty kicks. The other team didn't go yet. So they're up 3-1 after the first three rounds. Dude, they lose the fucking penalty kick shootout. So like the dagger in the 97th minute and then missed fucking three straight penalties to fucking blow the game. Like that is the danger of cups. So long story, coach is exactly right. This is the second place I'm going with. If you want to take a team to like advance in penalty kicks, you can get plus 1200 on either of these teams, because I really don't think I can't make heads or tails of who's going to win.
Yeah, and there's no extra time, right? They go straight to PKs like they've been doing these other cup ties.
No, this one I think there's extra time. Or I could be wrong. Scotty will have to check me on that.
Yeah, there's extra. No, this one goes straight to penalties, I think.
I feel like most leagues are doing that now to cut back on like minutes of these guys' legs.
I think extra time was only in semifinals. I was going to say, I did find a wrinkle. I think I figure out why these odds are so...
They have team to win in extra time listed in method of victory. That's the only reason I'm questioning it.
So it could be then. I'm not an expert on the...
But Brighton to win on PKs or Chelsea to win on PKs are both 1,200.
Yeah, now... Okay, it's starting in this round. They go to extra time. Last round, they go straight to penalties. Now that we're in this round, as of, January 12th, now the matches will go in. So I guess it's the earlier stages. They just go straight to penalties. Anyways, the wrinkle that I have found, Chelsea are playing at Brighton FA Cup this weekend. They're playing at Brighton again next Saturday in the Premier League. In those weird matchups, that's usually where you see teams split. Doesn't matter who it is. Could be, you know, team in the top four, team in the bottom four, whatever. There's always going to be a split. So maybe they're thinking that Chelsea might drop up some points here and then pick those back up next weekend.
No, I could see that.
That's not going to stop me from betting on Chelsea, because I'd kick myself if I passed up Chelsea plus 125 against a really shitty Brighton team.
Yeah. Right. I tend to agree. I think Cole Palmer, also, I just want to brag about him every week, cause I really like watching him. Plus 150 is an okay number if he starts, cause who's going to stop him from doing whatever he wants?
Not Brighton's defense. That just conceded 7.
So let me ask you guys this one, cause this one's, I don't know if you touched it yet, but Forest is at Exeter City. Don't even know what division they're in. Considering I've never heard of them, they're probably in at least the third or fourth division, right? Their Forest team total over 2.5 is even money.
Forest team total over 2.5?
Over 2.5.
Are you trying to advocate for taking Forest scoring 3 goals?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, City.
No, I'd have to see their lineup. I got to see how seriously they're taking it. But then again, you could make the argument, if they got a couple academy kids or a couple reserves that come in, like, do they want to make the best impression possible? Maybe.
Like, that just seems like an utter mismatch, even if you're playing some of your reserves, right? Like, I know they have to go on the road, but...
I do like how you thought we were going to, talk about that game, so respect.
Yeah, I figured you probably hadn't touched it before I got on, but, like, you know, like... Like, I just see some of these, and, you get these matchups in the FA Cup, and it's always funny when you get like Villa against Spurs in this round, but then you have Forest against Exeter City and Preston Wycombe and Coventry playing Ipswich. Like, you get these matchups, you have teams that are lesser known, and then you have these big matchups. So that one kind of jumped out at me, just because it's not a terrible amount of goals for a team like that to have to score. 3 goals, not that crazy.
I guess if you want to take something like that in this game, over 3 team total, or not over 3 team, over 3 total is sitting there at minus 130, just about playable.
Yeah. And like I said, if I'm going to do that, I'm sorry, I always forget where the exact thing is. I'm going to take a stab at either team to win on penalties, or I'm going to take a stab at like a high scoring draw, like a 2-2 correct score is plus 800, a 3-3 is plus 2200. I'd rather do that than, if I'm looking for 3 goals, than taking over 3 at plus 1.
I could see 10. Chelsea winning this 3-0, to be honest with
possible.
You.
No, certainly possible. Not saying it isn't, but.
Yeah, Leg agrees with me. Chelsea money line. I think that's, I don't see how, again, it feels very much like a trap line. It shouldn't be plus money, but
Yeah.
I'm going to kick myself if I pass up on it and then Chelsea wins 3-0 because it just feels so easy.
And yeah. I think what goes into is what you said too. Brighton's played two terrible matches in a row.
Yeah.
So. Brighton are who we thought they were at the beginning of the year when they were proving us wrong.
I mean, it's they're due. I mean, listen, they've been picked apart for years, right? So they're certainly due for some.
Is Danny Welbeck still healthy? Because I remember the first month of the year, that dude had a couple goals. Yeah.
That dude and James Milner carried them through the first month and then the legs fell off. So.
Yeah. Plus 200 to score, Danny Welbeck, if you feel good.
There you go.
Let's go to the hottest team in England. Everton.
Oh, yeah.
Taking on Bournemouth.
Formerly the hottest team in England until Liverpool had their way with them.
Yeah.
Had to be said.
Sorry, guys. I have my tabs open, ready to go, and for every reason, I'm getting the spinnies here.
So, Everton are at home, plus 180. Bournemouth on the road, plus 140. Draw, plus 240. You know, I've been here beating the drum that Moyes and Everton, two things independently terrible, throw them together and it works.
I don't Beto, know two advocate. Goals in a game.
Yeah, Beto.
Two
back.
Goals in a game. He's back.
Beto, more goals in that one game than Rashford has all season. Some are saying.
Yeah, many.
But with that said, I don't know that I could advocate for Everton in this game. I don't mind them maybe getting a draw. If you liked going and throwing money on the draw line, by all means, plus 240. I could see that like a 1-1 type game happening here at Goodison Park. But Bournemouth draw no bet at minus 135 feels like the smart play. You might want to wait a little bit. I feel like that could probably shift a little bit more in your favor as the week goes on. But Areola has been doing a great job with the team. They score almost at will, except when they're playing Liverpool. I don't think they're going to rotate in this. There's no reason to. It's just a normal match week for them. They don't have anything going on midweek either side of the game. So
Coach's boy missed like the goal of all goals, right? In that game against Liverpool.
Former Roma Gray.
Who?
Kluivert.
Justin Kluivert. Former Roma
Gray. Oh, he missed. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I thought you said score. I was like, nobody scored against Liverpool. Yeah.
No.
He had an all-time miss.
I mean, I'm going to bring them up in the same vein that I kind of brought up Brentford that we just talked about, right? Like, listen, Liverpool, I don't think we're really in danger of losing that game. But Bournemouth still somehow managed 14 shots. They managed a 1.5 XG. They managed almost 50% possession. Like they should win the game. They're favorites for a reason. But Everton's hot. Like I don't even know who to back here.
Yeah.
It's really like I'm kind of torn because I don't want to bet against Everton until I see them lose or until I see them play really, really poorly. And they haven't done that in a month.
Yeah, I mean, they've scored 8 goals in their last 3 games. That's very un-Everton of them. Haven't seen that.
Beto has 3 of them. He has to have 3 of those 8, right?
Has Beto the second coming of Lukaku?
That's
a real question.
The best Everton striker since Wayne Rooney, I'm hearing.
Yeah, could be. Speaking of strikers, looking at some of these goal scorer props, there's value out here. I mean, you know, the shortest odds are Coach's boy, Kluivert, at plus 190. But I think if you go down a little bit, Semenyo at plus 295, he's arguably one of the most dangerous left wings in England right now. I don't mind that. I lost him. Tavernier, dude loves a long shot, plus 400. I could see that happening a little bit. I don't know. I kind of like some of these anytime goal scorer props. You can probably pick a couple. Beto, Nick, if you want to back him, plus 240, back-to-back matches.
He's fucking hot. Do you think it's an over game? I think it's an over game. Over 2.5, minus 130.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I think both teams want to win. Scoring.
Everton's getting a goal, for sure. So I don't mind that at all.
Coach, anything for you in this one? Any thoughts?
No. I think you guys covered it.
All right. Last one.
FA Cup.
Man United at home to Leicester. Man U is minus 320, and I would love Scotty or Coach or any of our very good friends in the chat to tell me why Manchester United is minus 320 to anybody.
You know, they shouldn't be.
Couldn't tell you. And it's not like they're playing a second or third division side. They're playing a Premier League side. And first Portland's are playing, I can't.
Yeah.
I know Leicester's not very good either, but to be minus 320 is a little surprising to me.
Yeah. Leicester's certainly not very good. So fair. You know, United have been bad, but, you know, they have picked up wins against, you know, some of the shittier teams in the Premier League right now. They picked up a 1-0 against Fulham. And then a couple weeks before that, they picked up the 3-1 against Southampton. So at least there's some track record of them beating those really bottom tier clubs in Premier League. With that said, I don't know. I kind of am a believer in Vardy in FA Cup. It seems like he's just so consistent. This seems like one of those matches where he's going to show up. He's going to have a great game. I'm not necessarily advocating for Leicester money line or any way, shape, or form, but plus 1.5 at minus 115.
Yes.
Dude, I mean, this is a United team. We've said it many, many times. They don't score goals. Even in that game against Fulham, they won. They scored one goal. Leicester are going to get a goal in this game. Full stop. So plus 1.5, you're asking a United team with no forwards, basically, to get you three goals. I don't see it. So I love Leicester plus 1.5 in this. Another road underdog in the FA Cup. That's probably where my pick is, unless you really want to go look at team totals.
No,
like legs in the chat here. Vardy shot on target minus 130 from just one shot on target. That's a silly number.
Silly.
I mean, he probably only plays 60 or 70 minutes, but that's plenty of time for Vardy. So
I'll let you simmer here a second, coach, to back up Scotty. I think Leicester plus 1.5 is a very good number. Like a level set that with line of thinking. Tell me you agree or disagree. Leicester gets a goal in this game. Let's assume they 100%. Get a goal. Yeah, okay. 100%. We're assuming Leicester get a goal. Leicester plus 1.5 is minus 115. United would need three for you to lose that bet. I had some really good ones, and let's see here. Leicester just to score a goal is minus 150. I mean, it's super chalky, but I don't know. Could you do something with it? I think. And then you have Man United team total. Man United team total under 2.5 is minus 130. So, like, in any scenario, you think, hey, is United going to score three goals? If you don't think that, you could play any kind of one of these bets here. And I don't know what would lead anybody to believe that United's going to score three goals. So why am I not playing United under 2.5?
I won't talk you out of that. I think I follow your logic, and I am in agreement. So. Yeah.
I mean, I have no way of backing United in a positive way right now. So.
And like, we're looking at goal scorers, plus 110 for Højlund, plus 105 for Diallo, plus 115 for Garnacho, plus 125 for Bruno, plus 125 for Xerxes. Like, are you nuts?
None of those is my answer. Diallo is the only player that the only forward I would ever consider putting money on for to score or to have a shot on target type prop for United right now. Just don't trust anybody else. Not good.
Absolute dog shit. So, man, I hope Leicester win. I hope Leicester gets something out of it. But I don't know. Getting silly, silly numbers here. United is minus 320, and that's got to be the wildest line in of any game in the FA Cup.
Yeah. I mean, I would love Leicester to get a win here. Just even if you're not backing Leicester in any way, plus 1.5 or et cetera, but United losing and dropping out of the FA Cup would just be like the final cherry on this shit season for them. Because it's basically the end of their season at that point. And it's February. They're playing on Friday, so it'll be February 7th. Crazy.
I do just want to point out before we move to Italy, our boy Leg is in the chat live betting Brazil friendlies. Like, I don't even think the league started. I think it's legit just a friendly. And this dude Leg is out here giving us the play-by-play and betting fucking Neymar to probably score or something.
Oh, yeah. Is it his first game today?
I think it is. Word on the street is they like flew him in to practice like on helicopter like yesterday. Yeah. So I believe he will be playing.
Might as well.
Big miss for the MLS to not get Neymar in there. Just saying.
Yeah, save that spot for Balotelli.
In fact, it's his birthday and first game. There you go. So if anybody has Brazilian friendlies on your book, now's the time to live bet Neymar. How much time left, Leg?
I can look up Santos.
I'll let him answer. Does anybody have anything else
in left?
20 minutes left. Plenty of time for Neymar. Anything else in the FA Cup before we move on?
No, I think we got it. We nailed it about 30 minutes. So
shit,
credit to us for staying on schedule.
I think so. Italy, we got some decent games here. We'll run through them as we usually do.
Hold up. That's generous.
That was
the Italy. Yeah. The Italy slate is almost as bad as the FA Cup slate. So,
all right.
There's value to be found.
Thank you. That's sorry. Wait. When I say there's good games, there's good games as in we're going to find a bet.
That's what. Just wanted to clarify.
Oh, yeah. Because... like, am I going to watch Torino Genoa? No, you'd have to murder me. But like, I'd be have to held at gunpoint. But am I going to find a bet for the listeners? Absolutely. So we're going to.
That's not how you're going to spend your Saturday afternoon.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. 2:45 game, brutal. Well, yeah. Lucky for us though, we have a Friday game that Coach Steve cannot wait for, and that is Como at home to Juve. Juve plus 105 on the money line, Como plus 255. The draw special plus 225. Como talked about very much on this podcast for a very long time, close to relegation on their maiden season. They've now spent the second most amount of money in the transfer window in January after Manchester City. So they are taking an absolute torpedo to my plus 900 ticket of Como to get relegated. I just can't imagine they spend 100 million and get relegated. I'd be really shocked. That being said, should I be rooting for them in this game because they're playing Juve?
Oh, you will be.
Yes.
Should you or should you not is not the question. I just know that you will be. So
you can hedge your plus 900 with a plus 255 on the money line and make a third of it there.
There you go. Hey, financial advice. I mean, guys, Juve plus 105 kind of seems too good to be true for me to hedge out Juve dropping points. Like, you're going to give me plus money and that way I can do my favorite thing, which is say I'm smart for winning a bet, or ha ha ha, Juve drop points. Kolo Muani, who's been fucking hot since he got there, plus 220 to score against Como, seems kind of silly. And then we have to talk about Nico Paz, who's plus 450 every single game. So I'm just going to continue to take that dude. He scores once every three games.
Yeah. I mean, they played so early in the season, it's hard to look at the first match and take anything from that Juve 3-0 win, because that's when Juve looked really good for like a week. I remember watching that back in August for a little bit.
Yeah.
So you can't really take much from that, in my opinion. I think Como now, they've spent the money. They brought in more bodies. I think they are going to stay up. They're only 2 points above the relegation zone right now, but they still have, you know, a couple other teams between themselves and the relegation zone. So I do think they survive. This is at the Allianz, which makes it – oh, no, this is at home.
Nope.
No, this is at home. This is
home game for Como.
Yeah, this isn't Como. So, I mean, I got to see what the line is on this, but
both teams to score minus 120.
That's what I was just going to look for.
I got you.
Yeah, I mean, because both teams have been conceding goals too, and that's the logic I looked at there, was that neither team's kept a clean sheet for most of their last five games. Let's see. Como, both teams scoring in 4 out of 5. Juve's without a clean sheet in 3. Como's without a clean sheet in 5.
Does Como have a clean sheet this year? Like, I'd be impressed if they did.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. That's kind of where I'm at. And man, I don't know who I've turned into to like keep giving out goal scoring props, but like, I don't know. Some of these numbers just don't really make that much sense to me.
Yeah, the Paz one, I think you got to keep playing, because he does score enough to justify hitting one out of every 3 or 4 games. Because if you're getting a plus 450, you really only need him to hit once out of every 4, and you're still up money.
Yep. And I've gotten him at plus 500 twice, and I've cashed once. And I've seen him at plus 425 or better every other game.
Did we already talk both teams to score then? Is that what you said, Nick?
That's what we just said. Yep.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what's the team total here. I mean, Juve over 1.5 plus 115. Like, I don't want to take it, but if you're giving it to me and they're playing Como, I don't know.
Yeah. Hard to say no.
I was expecting a little more Juve hate from you guys. You let me
know. It's hard for me to do Juve hate because I'm the Napoli hate. So it just becomes Italy hate. And then I get mean messages on Twitter. So
yes, John, he is. Penalty and free kick taker, both. No, that's fair, Scotty. That's super fair.
I'll let you ride the Juve hate. I'll support you, and then you know we'll switch roles when we get to Napoli in a couple matches here.
And, okay. And just to back the pause number, Nick, when you're thinking about how often he scores to take a chance on a number like that, I just saw he was scoring a goal once every 312 minutes. So that's, you know, once every four matches, basically, on average.
If he's playing maths.
Yeah. That's maths. What's his cumulative XG this season, coach?
I think it was six change. I just added.
You could give me any number with a decimal point, I would have believed you.
6.91. So he's actually underperforming a little bit. He should have a couple more. Yeah.
All right, there you go. This is your week. Make it against Juve.
The next team, Nick, they screwed us yesterday too, along with Lille.
Been screwing us for a month.
Atalanta, yeah.
They need to get their heads out of their asses and start scoring goals again. So I don't really know what to do with them right now. They're playing Hellas. We know more everything there is to know about Hellas, but I don't know that I could trust Atalanta right now.
No,
That's fair. I mean, I'm still going to take Atalanta minus one at minus 115 because I can't see them dropping points to Verona right now.
No, I think that's kind of fair. But
it's hard for me to trust them at minus 195 in the money line and these kind of lines for a team that's been doing what they've been doing to us. If they were like closer plus money, I'd probably say, yeah, you got to take them. But
if Atalanta dropped points here, officially out of the Scudetto discussions.
I almost think they're out of it already when they threw that game to Torino.
I don't know, but they're 7 points back on Napoli. You know, again, I'm going to save my Napoli hate, but we're having the Conte meltdowns. So,
I asked the question on Twitter, and who feels worse after the weekend? Because Atalanta, Inter, and Napoli all drew, and Atalanta's been playing bad for a couple weeks. They brought Scamacca back. They rushed him back. He re-injured his legs. He's out for the season. Lookman is hurt and maybe wants to leave now because, you know, he does that every February or March, it seems like. CDK has cooled off tremendously. Pasalic is fucking terrible. I don't know. They're worrying me a little bit. I just don't know that I trust them with a bet until I see them roll out another four goal half, you know, in back to back games.
Agreed. Lake says free Lookman, but Lookman is injured for the time being.
Yes,
so.
he's injured. Yeah. AKA his agents talking to Madrid or Arsenal or somebody.
Well, at this point the transfer window is open.
Too late now,
So yeah, it's not open anymore.
Contract.
Yeah. All right, brings us to Empoli hosting Milan. Milan minus 150, coming off a pretty easy victory against Roma today in the Coppa Italia. And they blew that game last weekend where they should have held on probably because it was so late that Inter did level. I mean, Inter did deserve more than the one goal they got.
Dominated.
But at the same time, but at the same time, Milan held that lead for so long it had to be a little tough to swallow. But then again, they bounced back very nicely today. So, I wish they were closer to minus 140. I'd say just take them on the money line and take it and run. But minus 150, probably get a little creative. Maybe you look at Milan and over 1.5.
Yeah, I think we're going to see chances FC turn into goals FC. I think their team totals are going to be way back in play. Empoli's kind of fallen off a cliff a little bit, right? That hot start was an aberration.
For Tammy was, go get a 45 million euro striker, and Tammy decided to wake up today. It was either that or seeing Roma on the other side of the pitch.
Bit of both. But that's the thing, man. A little competition will do you right. He knew Morata was doing jack shit, so
yeah,
got him out of town. That's probably helping. They really are going to have to like what they saw out of Felix and Jimenez today, even in limited game time. So I don't know who's going to start, but if you're telling me Felix is going to start and you're giving me a plus 250, potentially worth a look based on what I saw today. But no, Milan.
If you think they can score two, Milan and over 1.5 is plus 105.
Yeah, I dig that. I mean, I would, you could take the team total by itself at minus 125, but
I was going to go. That's kind of what I circled. Milan team total over 1.5 at minus 130. Definitely playable.
But do you think if Milan gets two, they're going to not win this match?
I don't. I don't know. We've been on that streak of getting fucked every single time.
Exactly. I mean, look, the way that I would do it, I would just ladder it. So I'd take over 1.5 and over 2.5 team total. Empoli have conceded 3 goals in 3 of their last 4 matches. 3 or more goals, I should say, including 4 to Juve.
Yeah.
So I think you can ladder that. Minus 130 and plus 260 team total, over 1.5, over 2.5, and call it a day.
I'm with you. 100% with you.
All right. Then that brings us to Nick's favorite match of the weekend, Torino-Genoa.
Refused to comment on Genoa. They iced out my boy.
The 0-0 correct.
I was going to say, this is an under special, no? Like,
it's got to be under two.
0-0 is plus 550.
The total is set at, it's set at over 1.5 at minus 195, the under plus 150. Did you say the Asian line, Scotty? The two?
I didn't say Asian line. I just gave you the correct score. The Asian, what do you want?
Under two is minus 120. Over two is minus 115. That's kind of where it's set at right here. I mean, I think if you go under two, you probably got a good chance of pushing.
I agree.
Right? I don't see three goals from these
two. You're not losing sides. That is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I don't see it losing. Yeah. It could, but you know, that's only if Balotelli magically reappears. No, it's not happening. So
they're hating.
Oh, look at this. Roma plays 6:30 in the morning on Super Bowl Sunday. That's lovely. I thought it was a 9 o'clock game. I don't know. I'll be excited to wake up for that.
You can take a nap.
Yeah. Not in my house, Nick.
Let's see. I'm trying to see. 0 goals first half plus 130.
That's the Genoa match?
Yeah. I'm just trying to find a bet to give out because I said I was doing that for every game.
Could be. I could see a 0-0 half.
I can almost see Genoa winning this game. Almost. I don't know. Plus 145. Draw no bet.
Puts confidence in the listeners too.
No. I mean, plus quarter of a goal at minus 110. I don't think it's bad. Pinamonti's been really good. I don't know. I hate both teams, so I really don't care what happens, if we're being honest.
Grasping at straws now. So let's move on to Roma Venezia. This is up in Venice. Roma coming off that loss today in the Coppa Italia. Spoiled a pretty good run they were on in the... I mean, didn't necessarily spoil their league run. They've been in pretty good form in the league. This was a blemish, though, and maybe one that... I didn't expect a 3-1 type match. I did not. I didn't know if they would necessarily go to the San Siro and win, but I didn't expect them to concede three. A little disappointing, in my opinion. They're minus 140 in the money line. I do think they bounce back against Venezia. I wish it was a little closer to even money, though, to put a stake on it, to be quite honest.
I would take it. This is the very edge of what I would recommend to anybody as a bet. But I really don't imagine that they drop points. They have a pretty tough schedule coming up too, right? If I'm not mistaken, coach.
Parma, I think Monza, they just kind of
got through. They got Porto Empoli in the next two Thursdays, I think, is the...
I'm sorry. The big ones that finished the season with a tough schedule.
Schedule. They kind of just got through a rough stretch.
They have to basically win this game, like must win game. Yeah. I think minus 140 is probably playable. Minus 130 on the team total.
Yeah, something I would keep an eye on though too is rotation, because they do have Porto on Thursday in the first leg of the Europa League playoff.
They at home for that one?
I gotta check. I don't remember what.
Just curious. I mean, you got to rotate regardless. I'm just curious. Yeah. If they're home or not.
And you know, he played the
starters.
He didn't play everybody today. He played most of the stars. He didn't play Dubic, which was interesting. He came off the bench. No, the first leg is at the Dragao, so that's going to be a tough trip to Portugal, to Porto on Thursday. Then it's Parma on the weekend, and then it's the home leg against Porto. So
could Roma be looking ahead?
I don't know if they could afford to after today. I think he's going to be on their asses, but you know they could. They're, you know, but I do think the stronger lineup over the next 2 weeks plays the Europa League matches, because that's Roma's best chance at to Europe at this point. So
for sure.
I do see some rotation, maybe like Dybala sits for Sule or Baldanzi or El Shaarawy or somebody. So I think that's just something you got to keep in mind. If you take them on the money line, make sure they're playing enough guys that you're confident in that they're going to get a couple goals. I think
books think Venezia get a goal at home.
I mean, Roma's conceded quite often enough that, you know, even the wins, right? They beat Udinese scored that match. Napoli scored last match. They really haven't had a clean sheet. I have to check when the last one was. It feels like it's been a while. Let's see. The last time they had the clean sheet against Frankfurt, but outside of that, in the league, the last one was against Lazio back on January 5th.
Is what's his name not playing for Venezia? Polo Giallo, whatever his name is.
I saw him in the transfer.
Did he get transferred out? I'm wondering why he's not listed as a goal scorer.
I think he did get transferred out, yeah.
I'm mad. What's up, dude?
Coach, I will give you some good news here. If you can avoid a loss, Roma will go 2 months unbeaten in Serie A.
Their last loss, that's what I've been saying. Like the run's been pretty good in the league. And I think this is one that they've been playing well enough that they should win this match. Only thing that worries me is if he over-rotates. And then they kind of struggle. They give up like maybe a crappy goal, and then it turns into like
we've hit the point in the season, February 5th, where Coach Steve cannot even talk himself into a win against Venezia. That's rough.
I'm gonna try. I have to talk myself into winning. Waking up at 6:30 in the morning on a Sunday. Now I thought it was a 9 o'clock game in my mind. So at least it's not 2:45 because I'd really be disinterested by that point in the day because the Eagles are playing. So
priorities.
Yeah.
All right, Dybala's fit. He did nothing today.
Yeah.
A jerk.
Let's get into Nick's club.
Let's
see how confident he is against mighty, mighty Monza.
-275 on the money line, Nick.
Great. Good for us. I guess we earned that at home. We have a tremendously brutal schedule coming up, so pretty much a must win. But you want me to give you a bet? I don't know.
Yeah, no, there's. You said you're going to give me a bet in every game.
Monza to score a goal, -125.
That's boring. Then do both teams to score.
You could.
You think your boys are going to get shut out?
I hope they don't, but I've seen crazier shit.
Both teams to score is even money. +100. Yeah.
It's not bad. You can go over 2.5 also, -130. I mean, every Lazio game pretty much goes over, so.
Lazio Monza's without a clean sheet in 16 straight, so if Lazio don't score on them, that's bad news.
How about Lazio money line first half, -115? They gonna score early?
Hit or miss, man.
Get a lead?
Really hit or miss?
It's hit or miss. It's 50-50, but I want you to be confident. It's Monza. No way Monza's scoring on Lazio.
Reverse fixture was a 1-0 for Lazio back in November.
Yeah, but that's on the road. They're at home now.
Fact.
So, I like their chances.
We got all those.
Literally sitting bottom of the table. They've scored 20 goals in 23 matches. They're not scoring. Lazio clean sheet. First half money line.
The only green circle on Monza's like list here of like recent matches is the one against Fiorentina. Everything else is red, red, red.
Yeah,
that might have been a game of the year.
I think that was pretty sure that was a match we bet.
I can guarantee you it was.
Yeah. All right. Cagliari Parma competing for TV time with your team.
Let me wait for Oaks to chime in on the chat for Parma to do something. I mean, Parma +260. That's actually kind of silly. I think they're a better team. Cagliari is a really tough place to play, though. I mean, I will say that.
Yeah.
But I don't know how Parma's getting +260. I might go Parma on the spread here.
Yeah, I'm SofaScore here. BetMGM has them listed for +300 on the money line.
Yeah, say Parma, they're good at getting draws, right?
Yeah, double chances -115.
Yeah, maybe that's the play.
That could be the play. Reverse fixture was a 3-2 Cagliari win in Parma, but that was Parma scoring.
Leg nose ball.
Yeah.
Did Balotelli sign with Monza? That's an excellent question. I don't know. It was rumored, but I don't know what. I don't think he was transferred, so he has to get released, or is he still technically a Turkish player?
Would have to rescind his contract, or
I don't know how that works, but I know the Turkish transfer window is like longer than the rest.
To buy players, but not to
okay.
I don't think Monza can bring him in.
Still. He can't get cut. Oh, because they had to register teams, right? So you can't still bring somebody in.
I think you can if it's on a free. Maybe I don't know how that works, but
I'm mad. We have to dig into this, bro. That's an excellent question that three experts on the podcast should be able to tell you, but I don't know.
Lecce Bologna noon Saturday.
Bologna money line. Sunday.
Yeah, they're playing well, and the number they're getting is pretty solid. -120. Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, pending. You can talk me to that.
Pending injuries though, because Orsolini, I believe, is still not fit. Odegaard got hurt in the cup win, which is big for them, and I think Ferguson's also still hurt. He got like re-hurt. So if those three guys are out, I like it a little bit less, but I think Bologna on the money line's really good. And Castro +250 to score. He's been really, really good. So
got the winner off the bench yesterday, right?
Sure did.
Yeah.
Both teams to score, maybe?
Well, yeah, now that Lecce have lost their left back?
Both teams scoring Dorgu in Bologna matches in 7
Dorgu
out of 9.
Left back or right back?
The guy that went to United for a ton of money?
Yeah. Left back, right?
Yeah.
Am I making that up?
I think it's left back.
Either way, he's no longer there, so clearly they're going to be wide open at the back.
Sub Dando.
United are willing to spend 35 million euros on him.
Yeah, I think this is one of the very rare, too good to be true, but I'm still going to take it money lines of Bologna.
Yeah, I think so.
You could talk me into over 1.5 team total for Bologna, plus 110. I don't hate that. I know you just listed off a bunch of injuries that they're kind of dealing with, but
yeah. What's Lecce's goals conceded?
They've conceded 41 goals in 23 matches.
Okay, I'm in. I always get confused at which teams have the really, really bad defense versus which just have the regular bad defense.
Lecce's third worst defense in the league.
Only
behind Hellas and Parma. So
okay, absolutely done. I'm with you. Bologna fighting for that top six spot.
Get back into Europe. Ooh, do we have to talk about Napoli next?
Udinese.
Let's do it.
All right.
Napoli minus 250 at home, coming off our Napoli against Roma and a lackluster transfer window.
Are Napoli officially in crisis? It sounds like Conte is finally having his January transfer window meltdown.
Yeah. So some might call it a window for not paying $60 million for Garnacho.
Yeah, well, that's certainly true. Listen, Serie A needs to stop buying Premier League United player and Chelsea player trash. I'm tired of it. Stop giving them money for garbage players and free.
Chelsea have just so many players to give away.
We can't afford the good players. Scott is the problem.
Just go buy random unknown guys from the Portuguese league. Those guys always turn out to play well. Look at Nico Paz. So he was what, £6 million, something like that. Go find more Nico Paz. Stop buying garbage from Premier League teams.
No, I mean that is fair. That is very fair. I do think a lot of times the deals are favorable because Chelsea will pay their entire salary.
Yeah.
Or there'll be no commitment if they turn out to suck. But I 100% get what you're saying. Somebody that hasn't played on a really bad Chelsea team for the past 2 years is not the answer for a City team.
You can get some 27-year-old overpaid player that hasn't touched the field in 3.5 months. That's rotting on the bench for either Chelsea or United, or you could go buy 5 Portuguese 20-year-olds and hope one of them turns out well. Yeah. It's all the same cost. Go buy 5 Portuguese kids. Somebody's gonna be fucking nasty.
Yeah. Okay. Not wrong. Man, I'm struggling here, guys. I don't know what to give out. I don't know.
I'd look at Lukaku plus 155 anytime goal scorer, possibly. I don't know.
He hasn't scored in 2 games. He might be due.
McTominay's plus 270.
Not good enough. Do we think Udinese scores?
I was going to say, is the under in play here? I don't know. Might be. I don't think Udinese scoring in this.
It might be.
Yeah, this could be one where Napoli just nails it down. I mean, at home, Udinese is not very good.
Napoli to keep a clean sheet is minus 110.
Yeah, that's
kind of where I was going.
That's probably where I would go.
All right. Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Okafor, right? Okafor went to Napoli. Did I make that up?
Yeah.
Silly.
Closed out the weekend on Monday with Inter Fiorentina, probably the best match of the weekend in terms of on paper. And Inter, huge favorites, minus 230. Fiorentina plus 500 on the money line up at the San Siro.
Moise Kean to score plus 300. I just think for a guy that's been scoring pretty damn near a goal a game, it's there. It's available. I think
second in the Capo race.
I don't rate
behind Rotegi.
Fiorentina. I think you guys know that. But I like Paladino as a coach. I think Fiorentina plus 1 is kind of in play here. At plus 110. Inter just haven't looked that good. I don't really know how else to put it. They're not convincing their midfield. These guys are being run into the ground. It's Inzaghi 101. This is what he does, but they got a lot of games. They got Champions League coming up. This is a Monday game. So I'm guessing it's just, it's not Champions League this week. It's the following week.
Got to be the following. Europa League got their playoff
right?
round.
So this is it the playoff round this week? And it just doesn't matter for Inter because they're not in the playoff.
Could be.
Yeah. The next Champions League is February 11th. So you got, it's this coming Tuesday.
Okay. But it doesn't matter for Inter.
I do not see Inter. Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Cause they're okay. I just, man, I just,
these two teams actually play literally within it's the four makeup days of game. Each other. They have the makeup game on Thursday. So that's what Ahmed was referring to. That's a Thursday game.
Fiorentina's got to get something out of one of these games.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know it's the away game, but like you almost got to get it first.
It almost has to be this one because they're at home, right? The Thursday game is the makeup game where they can't play any of their newly signed players. And they also sold some players. So they can only play with who was basically on the pitch and they don't have much of a bench for it. That's going to be, I think, their issue in the second one. So, yeah.
I placed a bet already in this game. I'm going to give it to you guys. And it's a weird one. But the number didn't really make sense to me. Yacine Adli to get two shots. Just two shots. Not on target, not anything. Plus 400. Like, I just think, like, that's just a weirdly incorrect number for a guy that I think he has goals in, like, two of his last five games, right? He's not a scorer. He's not an offensive attacking midfielder. But I just think, I don't know, could he rifle off a couple shots that go into the 15th row or get blocked or whatever? I don't know. I think that's kind of a big, big number. Yeah. Don't say that, John. Yeah. Don't do it to me. I placed it.
Gotta show the chat.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I forgot everybody can't see what we're seeing.
Yeah. I got you. Whatever. You get your money back if he doesn't play.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was a little bit of a broken line there. But should anybody back Inter currently with the schedule they have in front of them at -230? I don't know. That being said, they are in a very tight race where they will not want to drop any points, nor will Napoli. Tough to call. Like, this is the Arsenal game for me for Fiorentina. Like, who are they really? Are they a team that is actually going to compete still for a top four spot? Because they're 1 point behind Juve, 3 points behind Lazio with the game in hand is against Inter, as we just talked about. They're squarely there. So, like, are they really truly going to fight for it, or do they kind of fade into existence with Bologna having a really easy schedule coming up and Milan reinforcing the squad and going for it? So it's kind of, these next two games are going to tell me an awful lot. They can't drop 6 points, right? That's just kind of where my head goes when I'm looking at it.
Yeah, I've been trying to, like, find anything that is.
Yeah, if I was going to take a chance on anything, it might just be that Moise Kean to score, right? Because just because it's such a fat number for a guy who's got 13 goals already this year. That might be what I would take a chance on, depending on how the rest of my weekend goes heading into this one. I don't mind your logic with the plus one. I might go to plus one and a quarter, though, at -130, because that's still a playable number, and you get that extra quarter goal if they do lose by a goal. Because if they lose by one and you're at plus one, you're just pushing anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, listen, I'll always take the quarter of a goal. That's kind of my style. I'm with you there. Tough one. Like, and it's always like fucks with me because we have the whole weekend to play out before it happens. So like anything I'm thinking today, I probably won't be thinking on Monday.
Moise Kean to just get a shot on target is -135 also.
That seems kind of silly.
Like he doesn't even need to score. Just put one on target. So that might be worth a look too.
Coach, I'm going to let you scour the world, but I do have a play or a couple thoughts on Real Atletico, the Madrid derby this weekend.
You can take it away.
My odds will refresh now in front of us, but anybody, guys, I know we have a lot of fans of the team in the chat. I know the team can never be counted out ever in any game at any time. Real Madrid might as well be starting the three of us and the seven people in the chat as their 10 outfield players right now. Their defenders, they don't have a defender. We're talking about Valverde is probably playing left back or right back. Mm-hmm. Tchouameni has been playing center back. Lucas Vasquez, I'm not even going to say anything about him. I don't know how you can hang plus 200 on Atletico to score two goals and us not at least consider taking that as a bet. Real gave up two to Leganes today in the cup, and they started pretty much everybody they could possibly start. So they will have Champions League next week, right? Because they're in the knockout stage. Mm-hmm. Weird, weird sandwich game. Not a good time to play Atletico.
They also have a pretty tough opponent in City in terms of who they got to face in the knockout.
And you know, there's no way Carlo is letting them get dragged by the worst Manchester City side of the last 15 years. Absolutely. So, there's no doubt in my mind, Mbappe might be fucking saving himself for that game. I can't talk myself into Real Madrid maybe for the first time in my life. And they're getting mad respect, minus 120. They're at home. But yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't think to see both teams to score at minus 140. I wouldn't think to see Atletico to score two at fucking plus 200. Even Real to score two at minus 120. That's about as good as a number as you'll ever get on Madrid to score two. So don't know. I just know that Real's defense fucking stinks. And I'm taking a stab at Atletico to get two goals. I just don't have any other way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, the logic sounded. So I went to Germany while you were talking.
Damn, Cole. I wanted you to back me up in this game.
I need to take your word because I don't really watch enough La Liga and I haven't really seen those two teams play much. But yeah, yesterday it said that we should probably take an Atletico, right? I think it was team total. And before we could even blink, they had already scored two goals. Would have been better than the Lille bet and the Atalanta bets we put in. So maybe we could have won a little money back. But yeah, I mean, they're scoring. I don't mind it.
All right, Ahmed's in. Thank you, dude. That's the energy I was looking for my co-hosts, bro. And then these guys just let me down here.
I mean, if you're taking, I get that you want the long shot, the plus 200. I think that's why you like the number. If it was plus 130, are you still looking at Atletico's
team total? I'm just because it's plus 200. Just the same way I took Manchester City to score two goals last week. Even though they probably had no prayer of getting that. I just will never get that again. So I have to take it. We cashed Haaland. I'm happy about that.
I don't know. Yeah, I was just saying, if I'm taking something in here, I don't mind Atletico's, double chance at basically even money. Because, if they get two goals in this, I don't see them dropping points. Their defense is actually, back to being one of their better defenses after, last season their defense was pretty shit, if I remember. Yep. So I don't hate in a derby, double chance, take the double chance and just watch a fun 1-1 draw that I'm sure will have zero contentious refereeing decisions.
Right.
Not a one.
If your book allows it, red card or penalty kick to be awarded, that has to be a certainty in this game.
Yeah, for sure. I don't have card props right now.
Yeah, not up yet.
Trying to look to see what the total was.
But not up yet.
Yeah, so I went to the Bundesliga. And
finally.
Right away, this one jumped out at me. It was Wolfsburg hosting Leverkusen. Leverkusen doesn't have to play the playoff round of the Champions League, so their schedule's clear until next weekend when they play Bayern Munich, who I believe they're 4 points back of, so they can't afford to drop points at Wolfsburg. They're minus 125 on the money line. I know it's in Wolfsburg, but that's a great number on a Leverkusen side that is challenging for a title again, and will have to keep pace heading into that head-to-head. If you don't necessarily trust them on the money line, you think maybe the road can trip them up. I think the team total is minus 135. I expect goals. The first time these two teams played was a 4-3 Leverkusen win early in the season, which included a Wolfsburg red card. And for that reason, I think there's going to be goals in this one as well. You can get the over 2.75 at minus 130. You can get the over 3 at even money. I think those are really solid plays. So there's some really solid lines in this one that jumped right out at me. Just wanted to look at one more thing here. Verts to score a goal plus 200.
So good.
He's been really good. So that is something I would maybe take a look at as well. Or if they
have I dig that
number or something like that.
They're like one of those teams though. Like no matter who I pick to score, they don't. So yeah.
It's tough to pinpoint because they do spread it around a bit. But
yeah, but I do dig that.
The other one that jumped out at me, and I didn't even get to go through all of them.
Say it.
These Leverkusen ones was Dortmund Stuttgart. Yeah, yep. Dortmund Stuttgart.
Let's see.
Stuttgart absolutely annihilated them the first time they played, 5-1. This one is in Dortmund, where Dortmund is better than on the road, but I expect goals again. And over three is minus 135. I would look there because I think you get at least three goals in this match. I don't necessarily trust Dortmund even at home right now at minus 115. Because Stuttgart was eliminated, right, from the Champions League, I believe?
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, they were.
Yeah, so they don't have that midweek match coming up. I just think there's going to be goals in this one.
I kind of like Dortmund at home. I'm going to go the other way. And
now Dortmund does have Champions League on the 11th, which is a couple days after this. So do they rotate at all?
Okay, that gives me a little bit of pause. Sorry, Scott, you were going to...
No, I was going to say, I don't love Dortmund at home in this one.
I can't believe I had to scroll down to 11th place just now to find Dortmund in the Bundesliga table. Like that's
like scrolling for Roma.
Yeah, basically. But Dortmund's more consistent than Roma, so.
Yeah, I think if I'm going gun to my head here, I'm taking Stuttgart double chance again. Going double chance, spend my theme this weekend, minus 105.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
I fucking odd.
Yeah, I kind of like this Bundesliga slate this weekend. I do.
Yeah, it's good. At least. If my odds will show up for this game, I'd love to talk you guys through them. But I think
Eintracht. I know Eintracht's been slipping a little bit, but plus 150.
Them and Stuttgart has been too. And I've been praising Stuttgart for like a month, and they really kind of have let me down. If anybody wants to play them, draw no bet at plus 180. Yeah, do I see why? Sure. You could play them at plus 3/4 of a goal even. This is a classic odds game to me where, like, why is Dortmund such a big favorite in the form that they're in? Yes, they're at home. We know they're really, really good at home. Smells really fishy to me. Kind of leads me to believe that Dortmund wins this game. And Stuttgart hasn't been good. They just really haven't been scoring.
Champions League's worn on them, right? They're another side that, like, we've talked about Union Berlin last year. We talked about it with, you know, Villa and some of these other sides. You go to Europe for the first time, and it takes depth that you don't necessarily have right away.
I'm going against everything that I've been saying for the past month, and that Stuttgart doesn't get the respect that they deserve from the books. They're not getting it in this game either, but this just something is really fishy. Dortmund money line. Now I see Oaks is on it. That makes me feel good about it. I feel like Dortmund do something here. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I'm also looking at here Leipzig at home.
Yes.
I know St. Pauli says is no losses in their last three.
They're hot because I've been betting against them.
I'm not taking Leipzig in anything right now.
I know. They're fourth in the table, but they do have to, you know, stave off these teams that are trailing them. I don't know if they pull together.
Holstein Kiel at home, coach, against Bochum. Bochum fucking stink.
Yeah, Bochum does stink.
A lot of weird ones. A lot of plus numbers, though.
So, Nick, that's your relegation special there. Two teams on 12 points.
All right, we're just taking over. We're taking the over. Over 2.5.
Kiel has given up 52 goals in 20 matches, and Bochum has given up 43 in 20 matches.
Over 2.5.
Kiel scores a bit. Bochum really doesn't, but when the defense is that bad on the other side, you got to find a goal, right?
I feel like Mainz at home at minus 135 is decent.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just throw some darts, take some overs.
Definitely some overs. Always in play in the Bundesliga. I forget which one it was we bet last week. Was it the Leipzig one? Or I think we had the Leipzig over three or something. And every other match had like two goals by the time they got their first. And it's like, pick the wrong one, but.
Stuttgart over. I'm sorry, man. I have this terrible habit of doing this. Thank you. I forgot that everybody can't see it unless we showcase it. Listen, I don't hate it. Like, it's almost one of those correct scores, too. Like, do you do a 2-2 draw, a 3-3 draw, something silly, because neither team can play D? I don't know. Just the odds tell me Dortmund are winning this game. We'll come back to it, but this is a Nicky odds game.
You said Mainz has won the last couple head to heads with. So this is an interesting one. The last three head to heads between Mainz and Augsburg have had red cards. Just an interesting little tidbit I just picked up here as I was going through.
I'm in.
recent history.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Friday morning, Nick's waking up and locking that in.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, that the Leverkusen match was the one that jumped out at me in Germany for sure, and then the Dortmund Stuttgart one as well. But like Leverkusen, you can't afford to drop points knowing that Bayern's next weekend. So to me, like, I think -125 is a great number.
Yeah. Listen, I get where you're at, and good points that we brought up probably all too late. And I think it probably had to do with the fact that the FA Cup, like, we weren't talking about really any teams in Champions League. Champions League is coming, Europa League, Conference League, like, schedules are getting packed, or they've been packed, but like, now's crunch time, like real deal crunch time, right? Teams know whether they have the chance to make a move. Teams know what their status in Europe is going to be. Proceed with caution. We saw it 5 times last week in Italy. We saw it a couple times in England. Proceed with caution. Last one I had, I don't have a play in it, but I don't know if you guys want to talk about it. PSG is at home to Monaco. I thought that was a pretty big one. But PSG is like a Mondo favorite at -250. So, like, I don't know. I, as the resident, have been wrong on Monaco every time I've ever bet them. Do we think Monaco could do a little something in this game?
I don't think they pick up my guy, Jordan Henderson. He was trying to move from Ajax to Monaco. I don't think it came through. So, I don't know that I can support them, although they do have my guy, other guy. Oh, my God. Oh, am I blanking on his name now? Asian forward.
Oh, Minamino.
Minamino, thank you.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
Monaco. Never mind. 17 matches, just one goal.
Minamino. Yeah. Rough.
And Ligue 1.
Yeah, I mean, +1.5, they're -120. I don't know. Like, do they keep it close? Like, don't know. Just a thought. Just a thought.
Couldn't tell you.
Who's PSG have in the Champions League?
Couldn't tell you.
that I mean, that's really Brest. The only reason why they brought it up. Brest. Like this is do they really?
Yeah, they have Brest.
Ah.
Oh, they got rid of that. You can't play teams from your own league, like in the first knockout round rule.
Looks like it.
Ah, never mind. I was like really going to sit here
Yeah, they do have Brest.
I was going to try to make a 30-second case for you to you guys on why PSG would be looking ahead to their very strong opponent. But I can't.
In reality, Monaco is probably
when in reality they're at home in this game and they don't have to travel anywhere in France. Okay, yep. Fuck it. Never mind, guys.
Yep.
Tried.
That's where we end it.
That'll do it.
All right. Catch you guys again next week. We thank you for listening.